don't get big shiny things like this all the time, so we're super proud of it.
Vincent's and other Indiana communities in full prep mode to welcome visitors coming here for a front row seat to the celestial event of the century. What the solar eclipse means for the Hoosier economy. And the Caitlin Clark effect, why it could be a game changer for the Indiana Fever both on and off the court. Plus, barbershop by day, music venue by night. We're on Madison, Indiana's play to become a mecca of music in the Midwest. Inside Indiana Business is next.
From Indiana's business news leader, this is IBJ Media's Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick. Presented by Elevate Ventures and Indiana University.
Hello and welcome to Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick. Indiana smack dab in the middle for prime viewing of the celestial event of the century, the total solar eclipse. Up to a million stargazers just might be coming to the state to witness this 4 minutes of space magic when the moon and the biggest and brightest object we see in the sky passes between the sun and the earth. A significant swath of Indiana lies in the direct path of eclipse totality. Check out this map. Sweet spots include southwest Indiana counties like Knox and Greene through Johnson County all the way to Randolph and Wayne counties in east central Indiana. Hoosier communities, both big and small, hotels, restaurants, and retailers are now in full prep mode as the eclipse is just 3 weeks away. And many are looking to cash in. Here's a great example. It'll cost you $1,750 per night to stay at a Hampton Inn in southwest Indiana. And there's a four-night minimum, so $7,000 for the Hampton Inn and a view of the eclipse in the Vincennes area. But for many Indiana cities and towns, sharing the eclipse event with out-of-state guests means more than the bottom line. There's a sense of Hoosier pride that goes along with it. The small Indiana city of Vincennes in southwest Indiana could see what was coming. They hired an eclipse director to help the community get prepared and organized.
We're not so small that we can't support a big crowd. And we're not so big that we can't pivot quickly if things need to change rapidly. So one of the coolest things about being where we're at and the size of community that we are is those kind of that kind of built-in flexibility.
So how many people is Knox County bracing for?
We're expecting the county's population to at least double. That could be a pretty significant impact.
The last time Vincennes saw anything like this, nearly 88 years ago, when the President of the United States came to town.
The last time we anticipated a crowd like this or knew that we had a crowd like this, that would have been when FDR was here to open up the George Rogers Clark National Historic Park. And, you know, that was all black and white photos. And the big guess then was that it was about 35,000 people.
It's been an all hands on deck effort to prepare for the eclipse, one that Sarah Wolf looks at as an opportunity to sell Vincennes and the region.
The demographics that I think about a lot are the adult children who have moved away. Maybe they come back once or twice a year. I really want this to be an opportunity for that demographic who often works remotely, who maybe has a little bit more disposable income if they don't have children, to come back and say, hang on a second. I could actually come back and live here. The cost of living is so low. I could really get a lot more bang for my buck working remotely and come back here and see my family more often and enjoy everything that Vincennes and Knox County has to offer. We don't get big, shiny things like this all the time, so we're super proud of it.
By the way, the next total solar eclipse is not expected to happen until 2033, Alaska getting the sole dibs on that one. And now, while Hoosiers may just be gearing up now for the eclipse, hospitals around the state, well, they began preparing a full year ago and drawing up the game plan is Indianapolis-based MedExcel. Business of Health reporter Kylie Valletta here now with more. Kylie.
Thank you, Gary. MedExcel provides healthcare facility services and works with 140 hospitals throughout the country. But hospitals in the path of totality have been a laser focus for the company. In Indiana, MedExcel is working with two major hospitals in the path, one in Indianapolis and one in Evansville. And this is the first time MedExcel has ever prepped for a total solar eclipse.
For 2 to 4 minutes, much of Indiana will have the best seat in the cosmos.
But it's just a few minutes of time, right? And we've been planning for a year for just a few minutes of time, but that's what our team does.
Public safety experts say local population could triple or quadruple for communities in the path of totality, and that means hospitals must be ready for more patients than normal. And traffic is top of mind, too. More cars mean more accidents, and traffic could even come to a stop during the eclipse.
The gridlock we may see and the crowding we may see from the solar eclipse is the equivalent of 17 NFL games ending at the same time and people departing. 17. I mean, just imagine the gridlock we get just from having a Colts game, and you multiply that by 17.
MedXL has drawn up plans for a major hospital in Indianapolis and Evansville to make sure medical staff can get to work for their shift and emergency teams can transport patients.
If the gridlock is that bad, we potentially could land a helicopter that could take the patients to our hospitals or one of the other local hospitals.
And that's the mantra for medical teams: prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
As a matter of fact, the process we use to plan for the solar eclipse is a similar process we use to plan for hurricanes with our hospitals in Florida. But what we really do is we plan for what we think will happen, and then knowing that it could go to either a higher extreme or a lower extreme.
Cormier says they're experts in emergencies, so they also know how to make sure a hospital building is ready.
So simple things like having our supplies, our food, and our medications delivered the day before to make sure they don't be caught in a traffic jam, or even bringing our associates in early to make sure that they're there for their shift is going to be very important to us.
MedXL says staff will be ready for run-of-the-mill minor injuries and also mental health.
There are some groups and organizations that feel that a total solar eclipse signals the end of the world or other sort of catastrophe. We prepare for people that may have some mental health issues and may need some coaching and counseling through that.
And this is a first because hospitals are often the tallest buildings in a community.
And so as people try to seek out the best viewing spot for the eclipse, they may try to choose the roofs of our buildings. We're not going to have access to the roofs of our buildings, nor to the top of our parking garages.
With hospitals also in Fishers, Carmel, and Anderson, MedXL says it's confident the eclipse will be safe.
We just didn't plan and practice with one or two hospitals. We did it with all of our sites across Indiana. It's definitely one for the history books, and we're excited that Indiana is a part of the path of totality.
And that path of totality includes many rural areas where leaders say population could double the day of the eclipse. So MedXL says it's critical that rural hospitals are also ready.
Lots of preparation before. Yes. How about the day of? What does MedXL plan to do the day of the eclipse?
This is really cool. They actually set up a national command center right here at their headquarters in Indianapolis, where they're in touch with all of the hospitals that are in the path throughout the country. It's interesting. They have another really big hospital in Waco, Texas, also in the path of totality. So they'll be watching Waco just as closely as they're watching these hospitals in Indiana. And they have all of their heads of their leadership team in this room. So he says they can make really big decisions really fast if they need to.
Interesting, right here in Indianapolis.
That's right.
Thanks, Kylie. Well, made in Indiana, robots roaming farm fields. We will have the latest milestone for West Lafayette-based SelimTech and what it means for farmers when we come back.
Here's what's making news around Indiana. Brought to you by the Indiana Association of Realtors. Indiana's 21,000 realtors. The neighbors you know, the experts you can count on.
We begin this week in Northwest Indiana, where plans are moving forward to build a massive warehouse. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report an unnamed Fortune 100 company has its eye on property near I-65 and State Road 2 near Hebron and Lowell in southern Lake County. The warehouse could mean up to $100 million in investment and hundreds of jobs. Two Indiana regions landing big bucks from GE Aerospace. The company's Terre Haute plant getting about $5 million to upgrade production of GE's GE9X engine, which is considered the most powerful commercial jet engine in the world. GE's facility in Lafayette landing nearly $6 million for new equipment to produce more of the company's LEAP engines. Angola in northeast Indiana topping a list of 13 Hoosier communities, landing on Site Selection Magazine's list of the top micropolitans. Angola ranking number 3 overall. A micropolitan is an urban area of between 10 and 50,000 people. To get on this list, communities must have new corporate projects worth at least $1 million in the pipeline. Cutting edge ag technology with Indiana roots now available to farmers just in time for planting season. West Lafayette-based Solinftech is now selling its Solix sprayer robot to farmers and co-ops all over the country. In addition to the company's existing Solix scouting robot, the new sprayer is designed to detect and spray weeds. Solinftech expanded operations in Indiana in December when it opened a new robotics plant in Montgomery County. Coming up next, a potential game changer for basketball in the Hoosier State.
This is what happened when they found out they got the number 1 overall pick. The excitement, the cheers, the smiles, big things coming potentially for the Indiana Fever. Again,
big things indeed. More on the impact of landing a generational talent like Caitlin Clark, what it could mean for the Indiana Fever, both on and off the court. And Elanco Animal Health building its new global headquarters on the banks of the White River in downtown Indianapolis, but also in the crosshairs of a feisty activist investor group. Get details in this week's IBJ.
At PNC Bank, we're committed to making a difference in the lives of our customers and communities by helping them move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, we try to do right by our customers with every encounter. Our local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide you in making the best decision. We're proud to be part of your community. PNC Bank. See how we can make a difference for you at pnc.com. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved.
This for college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot. Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball history.
The Caitlin Clark effect, a generational superstar who could soon be calling the shots right here in Indiana. You know, since college hoops phenom Caitlin Clark announced she's going pro, it's been all but a foregone conclusion she'll be playing for the Indiana Fever next season, the Fever with the number 1 overall pick. And in a basketball-crazed state, Hoosiers love to see it. Inside Indiana Business reporter Mary Rachel Redmond joins us now with more.
Well, Gary, the excitement is almost palpable. Caitlin Clark coming to the Indiana Fever is seemingly a match made in basketball heaven, both on and off the court.
Whether it's the latest State Farm commercial with Reggie Miller.
Okay, I'll shoot.
For a new car or even that old Pacer.
Someone call for an old Pacer?
Or more recently hitting your news feed right here at home. It's impossible to avoid the phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball history.
Undeniably the most exciting college basketball player in today's game. And she's coming to Indianapolis.
Big things coming potentially for the Indiana Fever.
And the Indiana Fever have the overall number 1 pick in the WNBA draft next month.
She's the biggest star in college basketball right now, superseding any of the men. But that doesn't cover it. She's the biggest star in college sports. None of the football players who are drawing audiences as a group collectively that are significantly larger than what women's basketball has gained to this point. There's not one of them, not either of the last 2 Heisman Trophy winners or anybody else that you can come up with that reaches her level of individual stardom. And so that just shows you that this is something different.
Since announcing her decision to go pro, Fever ticket sales have doubled. So just how transformational could Caitlin Clark be to the Indiana Fever?
The most fan-friendly, inviting, dynamic figure that's ever played women's college basketball. There have been some phenomenal personalities in women's college basketball, but there's never been anybody that electrified the public in the way that she does. She will start as a drawing card for the WNBA, unlike anything they've had in the entirety of their history. The Fever's attendance last year was under 5,000 a game. she could, by entering the franchise, come close to tripling that. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it's triple that. If that's what happened throughout college basketball when Caitlin Clark came to town, they sold out. Or they set records, one of the two. If they didn't sell out their arena in the 23-24 season, they drew more fans than they ever had for a women's game. Those were the only two options. At every place she went, that's what happened. And so I would expect that will become fairly commonplace when she goes throughout the league at the other 11 markets, that you'll see a lot of curiosity about seeing her. I think you'll see more fans coming regularly to the Fever games.
And of course, he says he believes Clark will have a big time impact on the state of Indiana on and off the court for years to come.
I think she's going to be beloved. I don't have any doubt about that. She's coming into a talented young team with Aaliyah Boston, last year's number one overall pick and a former National Player of the Year in college herself, a champion at South Carolina. So she's joining the team at the right time. And I think that if you get Caitlin Clark here, you'll start to sell tickets. And if she and Aaliyah and the others start to win, I think that's when you're really going to see this take off.
And the WNBA draft just around the corner on April 15th, when the Indiana Fever take the overall number one pick and make Caitlin Clark officially a Hoosier. Gary?
Great report, Mary Rachel. Going to be fun to watch that story. Thanks.
Time now for our Eye on Education, brought to you by PNC Bank.
Well, Purdue University is reaching out to non-techies through a new online program. Purdue introducing its new online master's degree program, which offers two different majors, one for people with tech background skills and one for those without. All students will take 10 credit hours worth of core curriculum, which covers topics including the foundations, ethics, policy, and social implications of AI. For the other 20 credit hours, students can choose either technical or non-technical tracks, each of which leads to a different major. Rose Holman Institute of Technology making a big move to educate future innovators. The school developing a new entrepreneurial ecosystem called Innovation Grove. A major part of the plan involves moving Rose Holman Ventures, which is currently located about 6 miles off campus, to a new space just off the Rose campus. The school also plans to create labs and testing facilities on that new site. Coming up next, a new vibe taking over in Southeast Indiana. How Madison is transforming into Indiana's Music City and how it's driving big bucks into the economy. Well, for years, Nashville, Tennessee has used music as an economic development driver. And now several communities around Indiana are trying to do the same, including the quaint river town of Madison.
They are coming to the Madison Ford start-finish line. We are racing the final heat of the Morgan Foods Indiana Governor's Cup Championship at the Madison Regatta.
You may know Madison, Indiana for its powerboat racing tradition.
Turn number one and lane number four. We got a quadruple decker at the
end. Or for its historic buildings.
I'm going down to the river.
But what you may not know about this quaint city nestled along the Ohio River is how Madison is striking a chord in music, building a scene that runs about as deep and wide as the Ohio River. And it's paying off. Tourists, nearly a half million of them, coming to check out Indiana's Music City, driving $35 million into the region's economy.
This helps drive quality of life, and it makes Madison known outside of just people who live here. It attracts a lot of visitors.
One of the most popular venues, a barbershop of all places, House of Jane, where hairstylists put their scissors down at the end of the day to make way for musicians to share their vibes at night.
The saddest thing I think that I ever saw was a little buckskin pony mourning for a stall.
And then there's the Red Bicycle Hall, brainchild of a Madison veterinarian a place where bands like the Local Honeys play. Madison, putting Indiana in tune with and cashing in on a vibrant Midwest music scene.
And I think Madison right now is in a renaissance. It's exploding.
Thank you all.
So check out Madison's music scene if you get a chance. I think you'll be in for a real treat. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of Inside Indiana Business. We leave you this week with more images of the solar eclipse. Indiana with a front row seat to the celestial event of the century. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for listening to the Inside Indiana Business Television podcast. Remember, you can get the latest business news from every corner of the state at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. I'm Gary Dick. Go out and make it a successful week.